got weeds in my backyard, a little debt on a credit card, and a two-stroke that won't start. But I can fish.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No, you haven't switched stations. Yes, that is country music. Yes, that is Chase Beckham. With a little everything I need. You're not going to believe it this morning, but Pensacola's expert panel, I'm Meg, your host. I don't know, I'm standing down because we got a celebrity in the house. Brent Lane is here with us this morning. Good morning, Brent.
Well, good morning. I thought you were going to say Sheriff Wendell Hall.
Well, that too.
But you're the sheriff, you're always the sheriff. But,
well, you're a celebrity, he's infamous.
Well, I like that. You guys go way back, too.
Yeah, we do. Well, about 20-something years, I think.
And probably the ultimate hero of kids in Santa Rosa County, Kelly Sanders, is in here.
They're
as
both
well.
Representing Santa Rosa Kids House because we are getting ready, y'all, for the big spring jam this weekend. So I kind of like them playing a little country music on Pep Talk. This is kind of working for me.
Well, you know, funnily enough, this guy that we're playing right now, Chase Beckham, won American Idol season 19.
Right.
And is the only artist in the history of the show to win with original music.
Really?
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
So we are, for the first time ever, bringing to Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill a guy who is the actual winner, all-around winner,
winner
of American Idol.
Yes, yeah. Good for him.
Wrote it with his own music, too.
This is exciting because you have to tell me all about the Spring Jam because I'm new to this. I don't know about it. And it's this weekend, correct?
Sunday, we're going to be at Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill. And special thank you to our presenting sponsor, Kia Autosport, of making sure that we could come back and raise some funds for our friends at Santa Rosa Kids House. This is, hard to believe, this is the sixth.
Is it really? Yes. Sixth year?
Yeah, sixth year.
Wow.
That is hard to believe.
Isn't that crazy? So it really kind of started back in 2018. The Spring Jam, we brought Granger Smith, and we opened up the beach and came out, and we told Wendell, who's the chairman of the board for Santa Rosa Kids House, we just want to do something cool for the kids. And it was an opportunity. At the time, I think you guys had lost some funding on a building at the time.
Well, you know, even during COVID, and of course that was a little prior to that, but we had lost some funding, and y'all were godsend, and I tell everybody that, you know, if it were not for this, our funding would be down every year. And we, of course, we depend on it. We depend on what you guys do, and we have a lot of other donors also, but Cat Country has been so loyal, and they've been so good to us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they have, you know, Miss Mary and Dave and a lot of other people, of course, y'all stepping up and y'all showing the same concern for these kids and the love for these kids that have been abused, kids that have been neglected, kids that did not deserve what they got handed to them in their life.
Tell us a little bit about what Santa Rosa Kids House does for these children, because
mission. I'll tell my version, but I'll refer to Kelly. She does, you know, she's our executive director, does a fantastic job, and she can tell you, she can give you numbers, she can tell you just how involved we are and how much we really do help kids.
Kelly. So we provide a multidisciplined response to child abuse in an environment that puts the needs of the kids first. And because of you guys and because of our generous community, we are able to serve about 1,000 kids each year.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing statistic, but it also makes me sad.
Those 1,000 kids doesn't necessarily mean that we had 1,000 that were abused and that we had, you know, went to the court system. We have a lot, but we help kids in so many different ways. We help them at Christmas time. We keep diapers on board, and we have all of the different agencies that work in that field. We have Children and Family Services. We have Garden Ad Litem. We have the state's attorney, the prosecutor that's right in our building. We have
therapy services to help these kiddos heal. We provided over 1,200 sessions of free therapy.
Oh, that's amazing.
For children who have experienced trauma and abuse.
Yes. That's amazing.
5 or 6 years ago, we built our own therapy center, and we have our own therapist, and we put so much emphasis on helping those kids put their lives back together because they've been traumatized. But that's what the Kids House is about. You know, we say, help us stop the hurt, because they're hurting. And when you walk in the front doors of the Santa Rosa Kids House, you know it's a place for kids. We try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. We try to help them to forget what's happened. And, of course, they're there to be interviewed. They're there to tell their story. They're there to tell what happened. And it's so important, because what they tell and the way they tell it depends on whether the guy or the individual that did that gets punished or not. Mm-hmm. Because their testimony and what happened is so important. And that's the part, another part that we play, a lot of people does not realize, because you know, being in law enforcement for 35 years, I know of guilty people walking around free because you couldn't build a case. You couldn't get them in the courtroom. You couldn't prosecute them. You have to have what they would call PC, probable cause. We could not build a probable cause case for an arrest warrant for some of these people knowing that they did it. I mean, that still haunts me as a law enforcement officer and as the detective and investigator. And then, of course, actually as being sheriff, because those people need to be punished. But what we do helps us so much. And our conviction rate has gone up. Our awareness throughout the county and throughout the country, with CACs throughout the country now, has just been so much better because, and even now, there's a lot of the cases that never get reported. Mm-hmm. But we have done, and we feel good about what we have done with the help of people like Cat Country and so many people in the community that has given us the opportunity to tell our story and tell what we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that takes support. That takes money. I mean, and we're just so thankful. But because of the of Santa Rosa Kids House, and, of course, they got one here in Pensacola and Scambia that does the same thing, there's a lot of kids now that a few years ago we would have never known.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that perpetrator, it might not have just been that one child. If you don't stop them, there may be other children. I mean, if they're a true pedophile, molester, you know, they've got a list. And they will, every opportunity that they get, they will utilize it. And that, you know, that's the part that we play in.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're listening right now, and before we take a quick break, if you want to help with Spring Jam, your $20 ticket is today, tomorrow, and Saturday. On Sunday, it goes up at the door. It's like $40 at the door and $30 online. So get your $20 ticket today, and you can come in. And we work really hard to further the mission for Santa Rosa Kids House, and we sure appreciate you guys for being here today. And how do you get those tickets? CatCountry987.com. Or I'm actually going to post it on the News Radio Facebook page right now as well.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Brent. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, as we talk about the Spring Jam coming up this weekend to benefit Santa Rosa Kids House. If you've got a question or a comment, text it in, 850-437-1620. When we get back, we're going to talk about the lineup for the festival and all the fun things happening this weekend. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, talking with Brent Lane, who is with our sister station over at Cat Country, former Sheriff Wendell Hall, and also Kelly Sanders, who is the executive director at Santa Rosa Kids House, the beneficiary of this great event coming up this weekend, the Spring Jam. All right, let's get to the party. I want to hear who's playing, what's happening, everything. Tell me everything, Brent.
Well, we talked about our very first ever original art. Okay, let me rephrase that. Chase Beckham is coming, but he won American Idol, being the first artist ever to do it with original songs.
Which is so cool.
So he's making his headlining debut for us, which will be an awful lot of fun. We did get to see him last year at the Wharf, so if you saw him before Luke Bryan, that's where you might recognize him from.
Okay.
Of course,
yeah.
Watching the show back in 2021, 2022, that would be it. He's going to be joined by Dylan Schneider, who's got some family down here, and Dylan's a really exciting up-and-coming artist who, man, he brings so much energy to the stage, so this is a lot of fun. He's flying in from California.
Oh, how good news.
So we are. We need all the good, knock on wood, travel mercies here, because he gets in a little later, so, I mean... For those of us that are putting events on, this is one of those, how can we get this guy here? We may need
for sure,
an escort.
For sure.
And so that'll be great. And a guy named Kelsey Hart is coming. Kelsey is one of the best up-and-coming guys. There's the song he's got, Doing Life With Me, is there's just an incredible song. And if it is not this summer's wedding song, I can't think of a better one.
Okay.
And then a Pensacola favorite, a guy named Randy Cobb, is coming. And Randy is going to open the show with the national anthem, and he's going to do a couple songs. And it'll be a fun opportunity to welcome some local talent. We have a history now of having like local talent kick off the show. And over the years, Chloe Chanel has done it, and Austin Foreman was there last year. And Randy has got a song that's blown up called Not On Me. So it's, you know, he's like 4 million YouTube hits, and
wow.
It took off. And so he's going to come out and be part of this. He's recording in Nashville. But he is the definition of a good old boy who's just excited to come out and be part of the beach. And so you're going to get there. 2 o'clock is when the doors open.
And where is it?
It's at Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre on the causeway. And it's actually on the beach behind the bar.
So it's on the beach.
It is. This is a beach show.
A concert on the beach. I love that.
You get to put your toes in the sand. In fact, you can't even bring chairs. You can bring a towel to sit on, but we're...
Oh, that's good to know.
It is very much a beach show, and it's a perfect way to end spring break in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. If you're thinking to yourself, hey, what do I do? It's great. Mm-hmm. Plus, the show starts at 4, and we're on the way home at 8. So if you're like, oh man, what do I do with the kids? Kids have plenty of time to go home and get ready to go to bed. So you're good. I also want to point out that the other thing that this show is really great for is if you have a kid who's about to have their first time concert experience, this is an all ages show.
Family oriented.
My favorite photo, and it happens every year, is there's some kid in the front row who's going to throw up the little Bieber heart hands and be like, I love you. And, you know, I always believe that you never forget your first concert.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea that this is an affordable concert, we use a company called Big Tickets, so we're not charging. There's not $100 worth of ticket fees that goes along with it. Your $20 ticket costs you probably out the door maybe $24 by the time you're done. So,
and it's the same pricing for everybody.
It is now. We our super fans are sold out, and our sandbar is sold out
too.
So but that doesn't mean you can't go to the front if you're first in line. I mean,
and there's not a bad seat there.
No,
because it's a small, relatively small venue. So everybody and that, of course, Juana's went in and built their own big, huge stage, and looking right down, I mean, there's not a bad seat there.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So once again, thanks to Kia Autosport, we are helping to put this show together, an opportunity for you to come out and do it. Again, those $20 tickets, you do want to get them between now and Saturday. Tickets go up on the day of the show and at the door. So if you're thinking, that sounds like a good and worthy cause to support, you can do it at catcountry987.com. It's in the middle of going up on our news radio Facebook page right now as well. But easy to find, and what a huge benefit it is, not just for you to have a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon on the beach watching music, but to our friends at Santa Rosa Kids House, which we'll have a chance to hear more from with Wendell and Kelly here in just a moment.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's going to be a great event to come to. And this is what year is this now, you said?
This is ours. I have to do the math in my head. We have this weird COVID year where we got pushed back like 2 years. We were all set to go in 2020, and then by the time we were done, it didn't actually happen until 2022. So it was like the longest Spring Jam lead up of all time. Here's a fun story. Low Cash played that year.
Yep.
The song that is about to be the number one song in all of America is called Hometown Home. And they may or may not have written it at Sea Salt in Navarre during the show. They had a whole big songwriter session there. And the other guy they brought, we had a guy named Drew Baldridge who came out with them and played my three favorite colors that night. So Drew is blowing up in his own right, just had his first number one song and is on to number two, and one of the nicest guys ever. So we have a lot of Spring Jam alumni we're proud of. Jordan Davis is absolutely, we gave him beignets and thanked him as the opening act in year number one, and he is headlining the Wharf. So,
oh, I love that.
I mean, look at all these guys that have grown. So.
It's a great opportunity to see up and coming artists when they're new. It's so much fun. I actually saw the B-52s in Athens all those years ago before anybody knew who they were. So you just never know.
And you're like, man, look at that. Meg has then put on a t-shirt and traveled around to go see him around the world.
Not quite.
You should roll with it. I'm the one that said it.
But if you want to come out, this is going to be a great event. But the most important and the best part of the whole deal, you come out, you have your family, you have a great time, you're on the beach, you hear great music, country music, up-and-coming stars. And all of it benefits Santa Rosa Kids House.
Santa Rosa Kids House.
So tell us a little bit about that. Will there be some folks out there from the organization? Will we all be out there?
Yes, Santa Rosa Kids House will be there. Come see us at our tent. We'll visit with you. We'll tell you thank you. We'll tell you anything you want to know about the Kids House.
Okay.
And also, before the main event, we go on stage and we throw tons of teddy bears and things out to the crowd.
Oh, I want one of those.
So if there's kids there, and there always are a few kids, they're always wanting teddy bears. And we have a good supply of them this year. So
okay, if someone wants to donate, maybe they can't come to the concert this Sunday, but they'd like to donate. Where can they go to do that?
Go to srkidshouse.org and donate there.
All right, This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're going to be back in a couple minutes to wrap up all the info that you need so you can participate in Spring Jam this Sunday. Can't wait for it. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So excited to have in the house Brent Lane from Cat Country is here helping us talk about the Spring Jam. And we've got Wendell Hall here, the former sheriff for Santa Rosa County, who's also, I believe, chairman of the board now for Santa Rosa Kids House, and their executive director, Kelly Sanders, all about this weekend's Spring Jam. Tell me everything.
It's in Navarre. It's right on the causeway. Juana's Pagoda's and Sailor's Grill. We started off by used to bring in a mobile stage.
Yes.
Larry Ward, of course, from Milton, still the sound and lights guy, but he used to, man, I'm never forgetting him, watching him tractor the stage in.
Oh, my gosh.
And Kevin and the team and Juana's are always so great to take care of all of these artists. And this started, we dreamed it up in 2017. First show was in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. With a legacy of people that come in from all over the place. Right now, we have tickets sold from 30 different states.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that
That's
cool?
Amazing.
So you got people from all over the country who are in some part of beautiful Navarre and enjoying this event and going to be at the show. And tickets, again, those $20 tickets, they go up on the day of the show, which is on Sunday. So get those tickets today, tomorrow, or Saturday. But the weather looks great. Showtime should be 73, sunny with a light breeze.
Wow. And what time is showtime?
Showtime is 4.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Okay. 4 to 8 o'clock.
Yep. You got it. So doors open at 2, and Juana's takes great care. Obviously, Sailor's Grill's amazing food, so they're going to be serving stuff. We do shut the restaurant down for the day because we put the artists in there for the green room, and there's a lot of different stuff that's going on. But there's on-site food. You can get burgers and hot dogs, and they always take great care. And, of course, Blue Chair Bay is the signature drink sponsor this year again. So, and of course, it is family friendly. You can bring all ages. There's plenty of sodas.
Plenty. Also known as mocktails, sort of.
I mean, yeah. You got a kid's mocktail. I mean, that probably doesn't roll off the tongue, right?
No, yeah, so, exactly.
And again, what you're doing here is really helping us with the opportunity to bring country music to town, and then helping Santa Rosa Kids House.
Absolutely.
And we love the opportunity to be with, you know, our family in Santa Rosa County and help you guys do what you do.
Well, and you know, like I said, it's a tremendous fundraiser and what y'all do for us, which most of our funding comes from people that care about the Kids House, care about kids, people that know what we do. And, you know, it's donations. Donations keeps our doors open. And this is a huge portion of that we just can't say thank you enough for all y'all do. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that come to these shows because they do have kids and they know where this is going.
Of course.
They know the purpose behind it. And so that's what it's all about. Absolutely.
Excellent.
We're so thankful.
And what's your website again, real quick, in case someone can't make it but would like to donate?
srkidshouse.org.
Okay, Brent.
I do want to thank some sponsors, Jessica Lee and Key Autosport. Wonderful job as our presenting sponsor this year. Pensacola State College is back for the third year as the pirate sponsor. So they're coming out, right? So we love the kids at Pensacola State College. Aaron Erskine has been there for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at Eglin Federal Credit Union are new this year. They have come in and been like, yeah, we want to come and bring the party. So we want you to come and be part of that party as well. Blue Chair Bay Rum is a big sponsor as well. So thank you so much for the opportunity. See you on Sunday at Juana's.
Spring Jam, Sunday, right? We'll see you there. 4 o'clock, tickets $20. Don't miss it. Proceeds benefit Santa Rosa Kids House.